7, chapter 11, text 21, describing the 12 qualities of a Brahmana. Dharmascha satyam cha dhammastapascha amatsaryam hrish titikshanasuya titikshanasuya asuya. There's no diacritical marks here. Yagyascha danam cha dhriti shutangcha vratani vaidvadasha brahmanasya. A brahmana must be perfectly religious. He must be truthful and he must be able to control his senses. He must execute severe austerities and he must be detached, humble and tolerant. He must not envy anyone and he must be expert in performing sacrifices and giving whatever he has in charity. He must be fixed in devotional service and expert in the knowledge of the Vedas. These are the 12 qualifications for a Brahmana. And these are 12 basic qualities, and these cover a wide field. Now, to be a Brahmana is not the perfection of life. To be a Vaishnava is the perfection. So to be a Vaishnava is to be more than a Brahmin. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur introduced on a wide scale, although he wasn't the first one to do it, not even in this Kali Yuga, the practice of offering Brahminical initiation according to the Pancharatrik system to Vaishnavas not born in Brahmana families for the sake of pointing out or demonstrating that a Vaishnava is a Brahmana. To say that a Vaishnava is a Brahmana is not saying very much. Now, in the modern age, the term Lakhpati is not used, because practically every beggar in the street is a Lakhpati. The value of the rupee has much diminished. And even crorepati. Now it's getting as such in Bombay, you can't buy a little cute, you can't buy enough space to have one bedroom and a toilet for less than a crore. I don't think so. Anywhere in Bombay. Even a slum, the worst slum building would be at least a crore. So to be a crorepati, it doesn't have much meaning, but it used to have a lot of meaning. So I can just use that as an example. To call someone who's a crorepati, which if you get a lakhpati, that means something big. So to be a crorepati was something very big. So to call someone who's a crorepati a lakhpati, it's true, but it doesn't really bring out the significance. It doesn't really mean very much. It might even be seen as something almost like an insult. Just like if you see the DSP of police comes and you say, oh, sergeant, the status of a sergeant is within that. But he's much more, so it becomes actually an insult to ascribe a lower rank to him. So actually, to say that a Vaishnava is a Brahmin doesn't really say much, because a Vaishnava's position is much more than that of a Brahmin. Of course, if we say that a Vaishnava is a Shudra, that becomes very insulting. Because Shudra is the low class of society. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur introduced this system of offering the Brahminical initiation to persons not born in Brahmana families. And people thought that you could only be a Brahmana by undergoing Vedic Upanayanam, according to the Vedic system. But they're not following the Vedic system, because Upanayanam means it's supposed to be after that. The boy goes to study in the Gurukul, studies at least one Veda. Study means he memorizes it. And so much more. Then there's Vedas and Vedangas, and so many things to be learned, even before one starts to study any philosophy. A Brahmana means highly learned, and therefore highly respected. But nowadays, that's not going on. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave Brahminical initiation according to the Pancharatrik system. Please come down, come close. We like you, so stay close. What is that verse? Yata kangsyam. What is that verse? Yata kangsyamatam yati. Yata kanchanatam yati kangsyam rasa vidhanataha tata diksha vidhaneta dvijatvam jayate nrinam. Just as gold can be produced from bell metal by a certain process, so by the process of initiation, any man can attain the status of twice born. Anyone born in the human species can attain the status of twice born. Anyway, that's not the particular verse I'm speaking on. Anyway, we should understand that. Now, it may be that a Vaishnava coming from a background, not a Brahminical background, it means not from a Brahmin family or very high class family, then he may not have these qualities of being very religious in the worldly sense. Although a Vaishnava is worldly, is religious in the topmost, is religious in the topmost sense. It may not come to him very naturally to be truthful, able to control his senses, to perform, Srila Prabhupada writes here, severe austerities. But still his position is more than that of a Brahmin, because the Brahmin ultimately means one who knows the highest truth, who is Krishna. Janmana jayate shudra, shudras. What's the next one? Sanskara bhavet dvija, veda patat bhavet vipra, brahma janatiti brahmana. By birth everyone is born a shudra, no one's born a brahmana. Born brahmana is a misunderstanding, to say born brahmana. So by birth everyone's shudra, because shochati iti shudra, who laments who cries is a shudra, and babies cry. They don't have any sense of cultured behavior. So by reformation, One is known as a twice born, Upanayanam Samskar, coming close to the Guru. When one actually studies the Vedas, then one is known as a Vipra. And one who knows Brahma, he is called a Brahmana. So Brahma means, can mean the Vedas, but in the fullest sense it means the absolute reality, who is Krishna. So a Vaishnava is a Brahman. Now, on the order of the order coming in disciplic succession through Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada very much wanted to establish Varnashram Dhamma, re-establish as far as possible in the modern age, for which society should be divided into Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, civilized society. And outside of that are the Antyajas, those who are literally born outside. So, even though Vaishnavas are above these classifications, because they're on the platform of worshipping Vishnu, which is not a material activity. This is a division of material society. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to make this division to establish Varnashram Dharma, which is conducive for living in this world and practicing Krishna consciousness. Whereas other systems, man-made systems, they're not conducive for Krishna consciousness. So for that matter, persons who are actually living as brahmanas should be initiated as brahmanas, people who have these qualities, who live according to the principle of patan, patan, yajan, yajan, dana, pratigraha, who live by studying shastra, teaching shastra, themselves performing sacrifices for others, giving in charity and receiving in charity. A Brahmin is supposed to receive in charity. He takes not for his own benefit, but to benefit others. And whatever little he needs for his own maintenance, he'll take, and the rest he'll use in various ways. He'll give away, doesn't keep money, uses that for Krishna's service. So those who are actually living as brahmanas and cultivating these qualities, they should be offered brahminical initiation, which is why I generally don't give brahminical initiation, although I think I'm the only guru, if you want to call me a guru in ISKCON, who does this. I don't, and probably in the whole of ISKCON and Gauriya Math, I'm probably the only one who doesn't give. Well, no, the thing is, in Gauriya Math, they don't call it brahminical initiation, they just call it diksha. So there's a different understanding altogether there. So I don't give that to devotees who are working in a job and earning money, taking a salary, because that is the shvavriti. It's called in Srimad Bhagavatam the means of livelihood of a dog. So I don't generally give that, but I'm giving it in this case because these devotees are from Brahmin family and they're to worship Shalagram Srila, and Srila Prabhupada actually wanted to encourage Brahmanas born in Brahmin, that means Brahmana by caste, to worship, to keep up the family tradition of worshipping Shalagram Srila. So they may do that. I'm giving this what we call brahminical initiation. So these qualities should be there. Dharma. One should know what dharma is. One should be religious. It's a very big topic. What is dharma? So he must be perfectly religious. Means not living as a sense enjoyer. Should be truthful. Must be able to control his senses. Brahmana is not a sense enjoyer. Not a gross sense enjoyer. There's also a saying, I don't know if it's Shastric or not, but Brahmana Modaka Priya. Brahmanas like sweets. Or Brahmana Bhojana Priya. They like food in general. And generally we see that also. The best. Where's the best food in India? It's not in the restaurants. It's in the Brahmin houses. I won't get into that topic now. I know quite a lot about it. So, it's not that they're restricted from all enjoyment, but they should take Krishna prasad. Otherwise, they live very simply. And tapasya, they should be able to perform tapasya. The traditional life of a brahmana is quite austere compared to modern life. They have so many duties to perform in yajnas, and they have to collect the paraphernalia and collect and puja, they have to collect the fruits and flowers, they have to chant so many mantras, and they don't eat until midday. There's no time to eat until midday. And then again, they're busy. Busy and so many activities. So that in itself is quite some austerity. They should be prepared. They take 3 baths a day, preferably in cold water, even in the winter. Amatsaryam. Brahmana, he should be non-envious. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Amogha, the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Amogha had become envious of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "That's not right. You're a Brahmin. Brahmana's heart should not have envy in it." So Amatsaryam, Hrish. That means should be very tolerant. No. Humble. What's a better word? Humble. Female quality. Humility. Titiksha, that's, yeah. Titiksha means tolerance, not in the sense the modern, that you tolerate all nonsense. Just tolerate everything. Don't be judgmental. We tolerate, yeah, you can be homosexual or heterosexual or whatever you like, it's all the same. But means he tolerates various difficulties and so on. Heat, cold, all these kinds of difficulties. And again, as if to emphasize it, anasuya, not envious. So these are synonyms, amatsaryam, anasuya. Probably there's some nuanced difference. Then yajna, performs yajnas, dhanam, gives charity, dhriti, it's very fixed in his determination. Shrutam, very learned in the Vedas. So these are the 12 qualities of a brahmana. So Hare Krishna.